At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Since last November, there's been over 54 tons of illegally dumped waste removed from the upland areas of Dublin and Wicklow. The amount of waste equates to 1,700 bags of rubbish. The group responsible for this waste removal is the Pure Mile Environmental and Community Initiative. And I'm joined now by the Pure Project Manager, Ian Davis. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You might explain to us who you are and what you do.
Yes, we are Pure, protecting uplands and rural environments. And we started back in 2006 and we're the first project of its kind in Ireland. So we bring together a number of statutory, non-statutory organisations. So we work with the Department of Environment, Wicklow County Council, South Dublin County Council, Dunleary Rathdown County Council, Caolte, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and the Wicklow Uplands Council, and a huge number of volunteers to combat illegal dumping in the Wicklow Dublin Uplands.
Mm. Now, who funds you? Because there are costs involved, I'm sure, even if it's only the provision of plastic bags to pick up the waste.
Well, we also have a truck on the road every day, and that truck is collecting illegal dumping from the Wicklow Dublin Uplands. And since 2006, that truck has removed 4,100,000 kilos of waste from that one geographical area. So that's 4,100 tons. So, of course, there is a cost, and all of the stakeholders provide finance for the project.
Okay, so you get a bit here and a bit there.
A bit here and a bit there.
Explain to me now this latest stat, which is 54 tons of illegally dumped waste. Since November, it's a lot in just a relatively short period of time.
That 54 tons is from January to April. Yeah.
Okay, so 4 months. And tell me, where does it accumulate? Do you have black spots or is it literally litter all along the hedgerows?
We have been recording and creating a baseline data for illegal dumping in the Wicklow Dublin Uplands since 2006. So what we do is we record everything by GIS, and we have it on a mapping system. So we can see areas that are frequently affected by illegal dumping, and we respond with our stakeholders. We might put in preventative measures. We may actually go up there and work with the local authorities to do something in the location or Caolte as well. However, illegal dumping is everywhere, unfortunately. So you're dealing with a site that could have, say, 8,000 kilos or 2,000 kilos, or you could see litter stretched all along the roadways, in the ditches, in the rivers, in the valleys, in the mountains.
Now, tell me about the kind of litter you find. I mean, is it that, you know, someone who doesn't want to pay a charge will just have a black refuse sack full of stuff and they peg it out the window of the car as they drive along? Or might it be someone clearing out a house and you'd have mattresses and broken fridges and all the rest dumped in one location?
Well, see, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with, say, different types of illegal dumping. And there are examples of a site that we collected last year in a beautiful location in Wicklow near Rathdrum, actually. It was an amazing site with fully wooded area, natural woodland. And there was 8,000 kilos in that one site. That's 8 tons. And somebody demolished a conservatory and it was full of bricks, mortar, window frames, glass, soil. And that's one location. So then you could have a black bag up in the mountains or two black bags or mattresses dumped on the roadways, or then you'd have toys, prams, all types of material we're finding in these areas, washing machines, TVs, sofas, couches, tables, beds, everything.
Now, one of the issues, you know, the broken window theory, that if you have a house that might be unoccupied and someone breaks, vandals break one window, before long, every window in the house is broken. So the idea is if you have one broken window, you repair it to preserve, if you like, the abuse of that particular house. With litter, I mean, if you see one bag of litter, it almost invites a companion, doesn't it?
Well, the reality is, for what we do, we have a truck and responds to illegal dumping in the Wicklow Dublin Uplands, and we respond extremely quickly. We have seen in the past where we've left a site just to see what would happen, and you'd have two black bags. Within 4 days, 5 days or a week, that would accumulate to even over a ton of waste. So it's really important that we get out there and get out there very quickly, because dumping attracts dumping, and we know that, and we've seen it from the past. And as I said, we record everything on GPS, GIS. But we also see that other locations in Ireland and regional local authorities, they're saying they're seeing a massive increase in illegal dumping. And I know 54 tonnes is a lot for January to April, but I remember in 2008, in the first 4 months in 2008, we removed 151 tonnes. So that's a huge decrease in illegal dumping. And if you look at what we collected last year, 140 tonnes, compare that to 2008, which was 440 tonnes, that's a 67% reduction in illegal dumping in this area.
Okay, so there are huge improvements. Now tell me, how do your volunteers work? How does your whole system work in Pure?
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025 and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board. Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable, heated, and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
Next Level Pet people will do anything for their dogs. That means treating them with Next Level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxolaner, Moxidectin, and Parental Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in a tasty beef-flavored chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
We started the Pure Mile back in 2010 because people were coming to us saying they wanted to do something. They wanted to get involved. They wanted to pick up litter. They saw a massive increase in litter. So back in 2010, we had 5 miles and 25 volunteers. This year, we've over 1,000 miles of mountains, woodlands, valleys, forestries, upland amenities, car parks, pull-ins, everywhere. And we've over 3,500 volunteers. We provide them with all the equipment, all the gear, Pure Mile signs, high-vis vests, litter pickers, bags. We organise them to go out and do the litter picks, and our truck comes along and collects all of the bags that they collect.
And I'm sure it gives tremendous satisfaction to those who do volunteer to clean up, whether it's half a mile or a kilometre, whatever it might be, of really attractive rural upland. But of course, they're cleaning up after other dirty people who can't clean up or won't clean up after themselves.
I totally agree. Yeah, there's a huge element of personal responsibility. And we see during this time of the year, when the good weather happens, more people go out to the mountains, which is great for Wicklow, absolutely. But unfortunately, they're leaving behind coffee mugs, plastic bottles, cans, wrappers. And yes, our volunteers go out and they collect after them. But if they weren't out there, I can only imagine what the uplands would look like without these volunteers. I was out with a group last week and they collected approximately 30 bags from the Wicklow Mountains National Park. Now, those volunteers went out with their own goodwill, their own dedication, their commitment and their energy. So I actually always say I congratulate what they do, because without them, the mountains would look totally different.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have to look at some of the local authority efforts and whether or not they do enough. I'm looking at a text here. Delighted you're highlighting this. I live along the Royal Canal and there are no bins. Every morning I pick up loads of glass bottles or else they'll get broken. My dogs have cut their paws on numerous occasions. Once again, the North Inner City is forgotten. That's Mary in Dublin 7. Another one, the Irish are filthy. You just have to accept that. That's from Kevin. Bin charges haven't really been a disaster. It has only encouraged freeloaders who don't want to pay, dodging the charges by dumping their rubbish anywhere they like. Direct charging for waste disposal through taxation was working a hell of a lot better, but for some reason it was scrapped. That's from Noel. And that is an argument that probably should be discussed again, whether or not direct taxation is the best way. I know the polluter paying is a principle that people like to embrace, but the idea, if I have to pay, then I'm going to litter. That seems to be the reaction of some people who simply will not pay. So we have to become a bit like the nanny state to mind those people and protect them from themselves.
In relation to the local authorities, as I mentioned, we work with 3 local authorities. And when we have a site of illegal dumping, the environmental enforcement officers go out, they investigate, they find evidence, they bring them to court and they prosecute them. They have been successful in relation to prosecutions for illegal dumping. We also work with Cuailnge, the National Parks and Wildlife Service. But the reality is it has to take a multi-stakeholder approach with multi-disciplined types of approach to combat illegal dumping. It's not just one aspect. It's working together with all the landowners and the people and in the public as well. And that's the only way we're going to see a reduction. And we have seen a reduction. So it is working.
Could you ask your guest, what can he suggest about Glenmalure? It's a disgrace every weekend with campers coming down from Dublin, pure scum, nappies, human waste, food, etc.
We're working with Glenmalure Pure Mile. We've been working with them for 10 years now. I met with Glenmalure Pure Mile in 2014. They organised themselves into a group and a committee. They won the Pure Mile Awards on 2 occasions because of the work they've done. We went down there in 2015 and we did a massive cleanup involving Cuailnge National Parks and Pure and the volunteers. And in that one weekend, we removed 6 tonnes of illegal dumping and pallets and waste. We're still monitoring Glenmalure. We're down there last weekend. I was down there myself. I went down. I met the people in the area. We provided them with the equipment, with the gear, and we are working with Cuailnge to find some solution to the area. However, again, I go back to the past. I remember in 2020, we had a massive cleanup down there because of people camped and they left all the waste behind. We removed 1,600 kilos. Last weekend, we only removed about 50 bags. I know it's still 50 bags, but again, it's an improvement.
Now, the question again of what local authorities can do. This is an example. We live in Bandon, County Cork. When the recycling centre was free, you'd find the whole town out there regularly doing a huge amount of recycling. Then the council decided to charge at the gate extras as well. Now the centre is barely used by people. Another one, make refuse collection a service covered by the local property tax. That would make sense, of course, like the old domestic rates. Keep bin costs low. Don't increase the price of bins. It only discourages recycling and encourages fly tipping. So is there more local authorities, I know you don't want to criticise them, but more they could do by having regular collections, say once every 3 months they'll take mattresses or furniture, in another month they might take electrical appliances and so on. Make it easy for people to do the right thing.
Well, the local authorities are doing projects like that. There is a government-funded project called the Anti-Dumping Initiative, and through that, a number of the local authorities offer mattress amnesty days, bulky waste. So that is happening. Could it be improved? Could it be actually increased? Yeah, I would agree.
All right. And if people do spot fly tipping or whatever, they can contact you. They can get all the information at info@pureproject.ie, or they can, if they want to report something, they can phone Pure on 0402 28662. That's 0402 28662. And Ian Davis, Pure Project Manager, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.